personify the blueprint of success of the company of your choice for your internship. To be able to do so, you must ace the interview. Prepare well for this moment by grooming yourself and conditioning your mind. After being physically and mentally prepared for the interview, there is still more than looking good and saying things brilliantly. Apparently, your interviewer will be observing the gestures and the way you move. Your body language throughout the interview is also important, and this can give away a lot about your personality. That is why you have to be aware of what's appropriate and not. Here are some positive body language techniques. First is the eye contact. This is essential when trying to convey trust and confidence, but should not be overdone because this can create an uncomfortable atmosphere and suggest over-familiarity. Second, firm and friendly handshake. It must not be too hard as this implies arrogance, and not too limp because it suggests weakness. Next, keep your chin up, but also remember to smile with open lips and tilt your head slightly to show that you are attentive. Fourth, have your palms visible, for this indicates openness and sincerity in what you say and how you respond to your interviewer. Fifth, touch fingertips together. This will help convey a sense of authority, thus building your credibility. Aside from knowing these positive body language techniques, we must also be aware of the negative ones that we, as much as possible, should avoid. First in the list is crossing your arms. It will just show that you are defensive. Then, you must also refrain from tapping your feet, looking down, slouching, or resting your head in hands. All of these actions prove that the interview or interviewer bores you. Third, fidgeting, playing with your hair, and biting of nails convey nervousness, so you should avoid doing these as well. Another, brisk and erect walk and hands clasped behind head communicate arrogance and overconfidence. Fifth, hands on hips should not be done because it is equated with aggression. Lastly, eyes and nose rubbing should be done with caution, for these may tell your interviewer that you are in doubt of something that the two of you are talking about. So there you have it, the proper body languages you should observe during an interview and the inappropriate ones that you should avoid. Good luck to your interview and personify the blueprint of success.